This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning to you. We're starting a new week. It is Monday, the last week of April. Chad Hershberger with you, filling in for Mark Lawrence this morning. And we have a guest on WKOK Sunrise this morning. We're going to talk about the law, particularly judges, because we have Lori Hackenberg on the phone. Good morning, Lori.
Hi, good morning.
And Lori is running for judge. She's a candidate for judge in the Court of Common Pleas in the 17th District, which includes Snyder and Union County. She is currently a magisterial district judge in the Middleburg area. Welcome to you, Lori. And let's start off by telling, first of all, why did you decide to run for judge in Snyder and Union counties?
Well, as a current judge, I serve on the front lines of the court system, and I'm in my 10th year on the bench, and this being on the Court of Common Pleas would give me the opportunity to serve on a broader basis and be able to serve my constituents more.
Tell us a little bit about the qualifications that you have and why those would be important if you would be on the bench for the Court of Common Pleas.
Sure. Well, to get into my experience, I'm going to go into a little bit more of my background and take just a few moments to do that. And thank you again for having me today and WKOK listeners. I grew up in Millmont, Union County. I graduated from Mifflinburg Area High School with honors. An interesting note, during my undergraduate studies, I actually held a part-time job as a civil litigation paralegal in a law firm, working under the tutelage of multiple attorneys. After undergrad, I attended Widener University School of Law. While attending there, I was elected by my fellow peers to be their Student Bar Association president. I had a paid internship position with the Pennsylvania Attorney General's Office, Bureau of Consumer Protection, and I was honored to be the recipient of the Dean Anthony J. Santoro Outstanding Service Award from Widener University School of Law. I married my husband, Jeremy Norman. We have been married for 22 years. We have two daughters, Gabriella and Audrey, and we've lived in Snyder County for those 22 years. Upon graduation, I began clerking for Judge William Harvey Weiss in Northumberland County Court of Common Pleas. As a law clerk, I prepared orders for the judge, performed countless hours of legal research, and assisted in preparing legal opinions to the appellate court. Being a law clerk for Judge Weiss was an absolute incredible experience. It allowed me to see the legal perspectives from behind the bench. It shaped me to be the judge I am today. I clerked for 2 years and then began my legal practice under attorney, now Judge Sholley. And when he was in the process of transitioning to full-time DA, I opened up my private legal practice in New Berlin, Union County. And I've been practicing law for over 17 years. And as a general practitioner, I handled multiple areas of the law, from civil and criminal practice, real estate, business transactions, estate practice, and more. I accepted a reduced rate through a grant with Transitions and represented victims in protection from abuse cases. I was a former borough township solicitor, a former chairperson of various boards of view, which deal with road disputes. And one of the most rewarding areas of my private practice was being appointed guardian ad litem, or the attorney, for children that were deemed dependent through Union County Children and Youth Services. I worked diligently to get to know those children. I would have pizza parties, conduct home visits, gain the necessary rapport with them to ensure that their best interests were being conveyed to the court. And I was actually recognized by the Union County Commissioners at that time for my exemplary service as guardian ad litem. So then in 2011, I was elected as magisterial district judge in Snyder County and re-elected in 2017. As a judge, I was no longer permitted to be a solicitor or the guardian ad litem. However, I have maintained my law practice, Young and Hackenberg Law, in New Berlin to the present time. I'm also an adjunct instructor for Susquehanna University. I teach legal environment and business law there. And I'm in my 10th year, as I mentioned, as a magisterial district judge. And also, as I mentioned before, being on the front lines of the court system and a sitting judge. I maintain jurisdiction over landlord-tenant suits, municipal code violations, traffic offenses, civil cases not exceeding certain amounts, and preside over emergency protection from abuse matters. I also carry the initial jurisdiction over all criminal cases in my area, and I render decisions on the issuance of warrants and determine whether there is sufficient justification or what we call prima facie evidence to send misdemeanor and felony cases to the Court of Common Pleas for further actions. I have actually rendered decisions in the 9 years that I've been on the bench in both summary and misdemeanor three criminal cases. I also have a rotating on-call schedule with the other judges, and that ensures due process to criminal defendants being charged with crimes. We also handle criminal arraignments, criminal proceedings such as search warrants, and I do that 24/7 while I'm on call in both Union and Snyder counties. So bottom line, I have presided over countless number of civil, criminal, non-traffic, traffic, landlord-tenant, and emergency protection from abuse cases throughout the 9 years of being on the bench, not to mention the administrative work that I do as a magisterial district judge. And it was very rewarding to have Judge Hudock, who's the president judge in the Court of Common Pleas, in 2017, he asked me to be part of the judicial team member on the 17th Judicial District Treatment Court. And when Judge Hudock is unavailable, I actually preside over treatment court on the Court of Common Pleas bench in both Union and Snyder counties. And Judge Hudock has been a wonderful mentor to me, and I preside over my court with an understanding of the law, with integrity, and with dignity and respect towards those who appear in front of me.
You've mentioned a long resume of experience, and throughout that I heard a couple of different names, but I want to ask you, who are some of your judicial legal mentors? Who are some of the people who have been important that kind of have helped shape you, not only as a lawyer, but as a magisterial district judge?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it started back when I was a law clerk and actually writing opinions for a judge. Judge Wiest was a wonderful, kind, and patient judge. I think he embodied all of the wonderful characteristics you would really want to see in a judge. He taught me how to be a judge with exemplary judicial temperament. He was fair, but firm when he needed to be. And I've really emulated his judicial temperament throughout my time on the bench. I've also, as I mentioned, had the privilege of working with Judge Hudock in treatment court. And when, you know, Judge Hudock asked me to become part of the judicial team member, it doesn't pay any extra. It doesn't produce any extra benefit, but it's so rewarding to be able to see lives changed in treatment court and on the bench. And when he's unavailable and I preside over those proceedings, you know, I have big shoes to fill. He's a hard worker, and he's a very conscientious judge, and I really enjoy working with him on treatment court and have done so since 2017. So those, you know, obviously my parents shaped who I am as a hard worker and a person with integrity. But judicially, legally, Judge Wiest and Judge Hudock have really been the stellar judges in my life who have taught me a lot on how to be a good judge.
Talk a little bit about some of the either individuals or organizations that have endorsed you for this position.
Sure. So I have the support of many respected business owners, multiple attorneys, and most of the commissioners in Union and Snyder counties, just to name a few. And let me just tell you why it's so important to have the support of the county commissioners. You know, as a judge, I work intricately with county commissioners. Just as two examples, the chairman of each county, Joe Kant, and Preston Boop, have not only endorsed me, but they've provided reasons for their support. They've observed me presiding over matters in my court, and they have, not my words, they believe me to be an experienced judge. And they have indicated that I have a proven record of managing the administrative duties of my court office as well. So I'm very honored to have their support, and I think it speaks volumes to my reputation as a judge.
Judges, it's when you are running for that position, it's best way I can describe it is a little weird because, especially after you're on the bench, judges aren't supposed to be political. They're not supposed to campaign. Explain for us a little bit about how judges can campaign.
Sure. So we are, and for the past 9 years, other than the years that I ran in 2011, 2017, and now again, we are basically apolitical. But when we are able to campaign, we are, because we're not politically active, we are able to register and get on the ballot for both Republican and Democrat voters. So this primary, it doesn't matter which party affiliation, you are able to vote if you are registered Republican or if you're registered Democrat. And I'm on both of those ballots and would encourage all of your voters to get out and vote for me.
You are not the only candidate who is running for the Court of Common Pleas in the 17th District. Tell us how you would say you are different from the other candidate for the office.
Sure. Well, I think the most important differentiation is my judicial record. Being on the bench for 10 years in my judicial district and actually filling in for Judge Hudock on the Court of Common Pleas bench in treatment court since 2017 has given me the ability to have a proven record of being a judge who is fair, who is impartial. I understand that for most individuals who appear before me, their case can be one of the most stressful events that they will experience, and that's why I treat individuals who appear before me with dignity and respect. And I have that proven track record. Your voters, your listeners, they don't have to guess what kind of judge I will be. They have a record of knowing that already.
In the information that you sent to us in preparation for the interview, the headline said that you filed petitions with over 1,900 signatures. Talk a little bit about that.
So it's been great getting out, being able to meet the individuals who are living in Union and Snyder County. We went to different venues and locations. It's been difficult with COVID and restrictions, but we've have a great support group, and they've worked diligently behind the scenes, along with my husband Jeremy. I have my daughter Gabriella, who is a student at Susquehanna University now, and just the overwhelming support that I have received through this campaign has just been humbling and honoring, and it's just been vast across both counties, and I would love to continue that and get the word out to all of your voters that I am the candidate with the judicial experience and that they should vote for me on May 18th.
So one of the things that I think you bring to the table and might be, as a judge, it would be a perspective that would be different from some of the current judges in our area, and that is that you are a woman. Talk about how that may be to your advantage.
Well, I mean, with all respect to that question, I'm really running on my judicial experience and qualifications. And I think that's really what sets me apart in this campaign. I have a good judicial record of being fair, of being open-minded, of being impartial. And I'm really the same person on the bench as I am off the bench. Everybody comes to the bench with different perspectives. And, you know, obviously as a mom, I have those perspectives. As a woman, I have those perspectives. But my judicial experience and qualification is really what sets me apart in this campaign.
As we wrap up this morning, give us your last pitch. Why should we vote for Lori Hackenberg?
Well, I just want to tell everybody out there, thank you so much for the support you have provided me, and I would love that support to continue. And I'll just keep it simple. Vote for Lori Hackenberg on Tuesday, May 18th. We'd love to see you at the polls.
And you have given us a lot of information, a lot about your experience. Tell people where they can get more information if they want to read some of your positions, read some of your resume.
So it would be at www.friendsoflorihackenberg.com.
And if you can remind us, too, Election Day coming up in May, the date?
Tuesday, May 18th. So I would love you to get out and vote and vote for Lori Hackenberg. Vote for me.
Thank you, Lori, for being with us this morning. And great advice. Don't forget to get out and vote. And again, if you want to get more information on Lori, friendsoflorihackenberg.com. Good luck in the upcoming campaign and the election, Lori.
Thank you so much. Thank you to you and your listeners for allowing me to share just a part of your morning with you.